Hey, Galila.
I get up. I walk up. I get Galila. Goes very smoothly. It rolls. I get the strap go around. First time, everything went smoothly. And I remember the first time I've ever gotten Galila. It was years ago, Shavuos morning. And I attempted it, and it went horribly wrong. The strap wouldn't go in. I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't get the cover to go on properly. I make a tefillah to Hashem. I'm trying to do something tremendous. I'm trying to put the cover on the Sefer Torah. I'm trying to put the strap around. I'm trying to give Torah over to people. Hashem, give me the kayach to speak like you have no words. Give me the kayach as though I'm a Talmud Chacham to be able to give over the Torah properly. Perek Tesvav in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecha, right after Shishi, right before Shishi, Hashem tells Avraham, look outside at the stars, and that will be the amount of children you're going to have. That's going to be your descendants. Then he says another thing. And he says, those descendants, your Achuza, will be Eretz Yisrael. You will have the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Will be part of your Achuza. So Avram turns to Hashem and says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim, b'mo eida ki rishana. How would I know? Give me a sign that I will, in fact, inherit Eretz Yisrael." So Hashem says, "Take these animals, split them in half, walk between them." And then Hashem says to him, "Yodea keda ki geri yezaracha be'eretz lelehem va'avadim yinu oisam arba be'yashana. That I will send your descendants to Mitzrayim to go to Golus and work under Paray. And afterwards, I'm going to take them out with a big sign, Moises and Moifson." Now, the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, asks the question. It asks, why would Klal Yisrael punish to go down to Mitzrayim? And gives a couple of reasons. The second reason it gives, it says, Amar Mar Shmuel, because Avram didn't believe Hashem enough, and he asked B'mo'ida. He didn't have enough emunah, and he was punished because of he didn't have enough emunah that Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim to work for 210 years. Because of that lack in emunah, Klal Yisrael was punished. They had to go down to Mitzrayim for 210 years. So the Kliyukar asks, interesting question. Yes, Avram Avinu had felt ois in emunah. He did something wrong. He asked Hashem. He didn't trust in Hashem. Why was Klal Yisrael, his descendant, someone who didn't do anything wrong, punished for 210 years to work for something they didn't do wrong? We know in the Varmit says the Pasuk, sons don't get punished for their father's sins, and fathers don't get punished for their son's sins. Why was Klal Yisrael punished for something that Avraham Avinu did? So the Kliyukar answers, and he says, from my libi, this is from my heart, shots like this. Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim either way, had to be misaken certain things. But Avraham Avinu didn't need to know that they were going to go down. It was a terrible piece of information to know that his children would be slaves for 210 years. We find that by Avram Avinu was supposed to live to 180, and he only lived to 175, because Hashem killed him off, so he wouldn't have to see Esav go off the derech. He didn't have to see that his children were going through pain. So here, Avram asked B'mo'ida. That was a sin for him. That was wrong. He felt ois in his emunah. So Hashem told him, Yodea keda. It goes against. You didn't trust me, so I'm going to tell you something that you didn't have to know. I'm going to give you information that you didn't have to know, that your children would be in Mitzrayim for 210 years, something you didn't have to know. It was a little shver. Avram asked B'mo'ida, give me a proof that my children will in fact inherit Eretz Yisrael. So usually the answer should answer the question. The question is, give me a proof. All Hashem did was give him more information on how it will proceed to happen, that in fact Klal Yisrael will inherit Eretz Yisrael. It didn't give him any sign, any specific ice that it's going to happen. All Hashem did was tell him that this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, then eventually they inherit Eretz Yisrael. He didn't actually give him a sign, give him a proof that it would happen. So what is the question, B'ma'idah? What is the question? Give me a sign. So the Sefornoi writes, Ki'ula yechtu habanim v'lo yisku liyarish. Maybe my sons will sin, and they won't have the schus to yarshin it. They obviously need schusim to yarshin Eretz Yisrael. And maybe they will sin, and they won't have the schusim anymore to yarshin Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's also a Gemara like this, the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. It says, Loikara Avram Tagor. Avram wasn't speaking to a salesman that says, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Give me a proof. He was asking, maybe my children will sin and they'll lose the schus to inherit Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says there, so what did Hashem answer? Hashem answered, take these animals, go have karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So if they sin, they're able to go and be misakin and do tshuva on their sins. So it says, Kainak bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim. That's good when the Beis HaMikdash is around. What about when there's no Beis HaMikdash? How are they going to sin? What happens if they sin then? So for the Gemara, ran for Hashem Tavram, that they have the Parshas Karbanos, to say the Parshas Karbanos. That should be enough for them to do tshuva. So that was the conversation between Avram and Hashem. But still, it doesn't work properly. Avram asked, but want you to give me a sign. He didn't think that there's going to be no opportunity for them to do tshuva, for them to do the right things. He said, how do I know that they are actually, in fact, going to do it? Never told them, never expressed that, oh, Hashem's not going to give me an opportunity to do mitzvahs. Hashem's not going to give me an opportunity to do tshuva. Well, what if Klal Yisrael doesn't take the opportunity to say karbanos, to say the parsha karbanos, to actually do a karbanos? How do I know? But ma'eda, there's no proof to that. Answer the fact that there's karbanos is not enough to tell me that, in fact, Klal Yisrael will yarshin it. What was if there's a chet? And they don't say it. They're not going to be yarshin it. They're not going to yarshin Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Nesivah Shalom points out something interesting about Galus Mitzrayim. Different than a contrast to every other Galus Klal Yisrael went through. Galus Mitzrayim sent down Shivim Nefashis to Hayrus, the shift they call Yaakov Avinu. 70 pure Nefashis were sent down to Mitzrayim. And they turned out, the generations proceeded, and they came to the 49th level of Tumah, Memtesh Shari Tumah, the step before the abyss of point of no return. Every other Galus, Klal Yisrael did something wrong. They did something wrong, so they're sent to the Golos to be misakin it. Once they're misakin it, they came back. Exactly the opposite of Golos Mitzrayim. She was going to post that out, the contrast between the two different, the Golos Mitzrayim versus the other four Golos. So after a safe shot like this, when Avram asked B'ma Edam, he wasn't asking because he didn't believe properly for himself. Avram asked B'ma Eda, for all future generations, B'ma Eda, what happens if someone's going through Shvarkeit? The Gemara in Bracha Staf Hei says that there's three things that are kind of acquired through Yisroel, through suffering. Taira, El Mahab, and Eretz Yisroel. Now, he knows that his children are going to get Eretz Yisroel. So how you kind it? You have to go through Yisroel. So Avram's saying, for all those people in those moments of Yisroel, for us, when we go through the Yisroel, how do we know that we still have the Achuz of Eretz Yisroel? Maybe we sinned, maybe we did something wrong, and we lost that schus to own Eretz Yisrael. How can we possibly survive it if we have no proof that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael? The only way to survive would be the hope that Mashiach's going to come and we know that we're going to have a schus in Eretz Yisrael. If we don't have the ma'eda, the proof that we're going to survive that, how are we supposed to go through the Yisurim if we don't know that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael? If we don't have that clear to us, there's no way we can survive that. So Hashem says, I can show you better than I can tell you. I'm going to send Shivim Nefashis to Hayris down to Mitzrayim, 70 pure Nefashis, and what are they going to do? What are they going to turn into? They're going to turn into the 49th level of Tumah. 49th level of Tumah, one step before the abyss. The 50th level of Tumah, the point of no return. I don't think there's anyone in history that actually went to the 50th level of Tumah. We know Elisha ben Nevuya was able to come back. Obviously, he wasn't on the 50th level of Tumah. No one in history was. They were on the edge. And what happened? 20% of them got out. 20% of them. Everyone says 80% got out. That's so scary. Just the opposite. 20% actually got out. That's incredible. People at the 49th level of Tumah got out. Imagine the schus they had to do that. So that's the Mo'edah. Hashem says, look throughout history. Every time you have the question, you're going through the suffering. But Mo'edah, how do I know that I'm actually going to get Eretz Yisrael? Well, look back at Mitzrayim. Look, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. What happened? They wanted to do it. They wanted to come close to Hashem. So they came close to Hashem, and Hashem took them out. 20% of them he took out. Now I know B'Mo'edah. Now I know that I'm actually going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. That's the answer to Mo'edah. It fits beautifully with a lot of questions you have about Yetzias Mitzrayim. You say, on Friday night, you say, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Why? Why is Friday night on Kiddush, meaning Mekadosh Shabbos, have anything to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? It has to do with Ma'amid Har Sinai, maybe, to prove that actually we got the mitzvah. It has to do with my separations. Why Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim? Because I know that I'm doing the right thing now, because I have a proof that I'm still in the Achuzah. Because I see Yetzias Mitzrayim got out, so I'm still giving me Kaddishah, because I know I'm still part of the Achuzah, part of the children of Avraham Avinu. I didn't lose that schos because I have a proof from the Mo'edah. Why does the father have to tell a son? Why can a Rebbe tell a son about Har Sinai? Because he needs to prove it to him, tell him something that's not provable. It's something that, look how much God loves us. A father has to tell us that. We're still part of the Huzi, even though we can fall to so low and still come back. And still, that's the Mo'edah. That's what we need Metzias Mitzrayim for, to show us that we still have Achuz and Avraham Avinu. Thank you for listening.
How do you know that the Kodesh
It's not an answer. It's not allowed.
Did you say at the beginning that was an Oynish?
Yeah, Mr.